welcome to the latest in a series of Client Alert podcasts from Akin Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP. To download the complete text version, including full annotations as well as contact information for the partners who can best answer your questions, please visit us at akingump.com and select Publications from the left-hand menu.
Project Finance and Renewable Energy Alert. SDG&E proposes network use charge impacting distributed solar generators. As part of its latest rate design application, San Diego Gas and Electric, SDG&E, has proposed a network use charge to the California Public Utilities Commission, CPUC, payable by its customers for all energy that flows through the meter, regardless of whether the energy is imported from or exported to the grid. This charge would particularly affect distributed solar generators that sell electricity into the grid through net metering arrangements. For small commercial customers using less than 20 kilowatts per month, the proposed network use charge is 95 cents per kilowatt per month. In addition, SDG&E has proposed an additional public purpose program charge based upon a customer's usage of the distribution system in the same manner as the network use charge, with the 25 cent per kilowatt per month charge to begin in 2014. For customers using more than 20 kilowatts per month, the per kilowatt fees for the network use charge and the public purpose program charge have yet to be determined, but will be set based on SDG&E's total distribution cost divided by each customer's proportionate use of the distribution system. Protests to SDG&E's application have been submitted by numerous parties, including Californians for Renewable Energy, Incorporated, the Center for Accessible Technology, the City of San Diego, the Division of Ratepayer Advocates, the Green Linings Institute, multiple San Diego County public agencies, San Diego Solar Coalition, the Solar Alliance, Utility Customers Action Network, the Utility Reform Network, and the Vote Solar Initiative. Both PG&E and Southern California Edison have submitted written responses to the SDG&E proposal, indicating interest in this new rate design structure. If SDG&E's application is approved by the CPUC, these utilities could propose similar measures. The CPUC review process has just begun. The CPUC is not scheduled to make a final decision until December 2012, with any new rate design becoming effective January 2013. However, as currently proposed, the network use charge and public purpose program charge would not go into effect until January 2014.
2011 Akin Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP, all rights reserved. This document is distributed for informational use only. It does not constitute legal advice and should not be used as such. IRS Circular 230 Notice Requirement. This communication is not given in the form of a covered opinion within the meaning of Circular 230 issued by the United States Secretary of the Treasury. Thus, we are required to inform you that you cannot rely upon any tax advice contained in this communication for the purpose of avoiding United States federal tax penalties. In addition, any tax advice contained in this communication may not be used to promote, market, or recommend a transaction to another party.